وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. يسكن كوتشين يا أخي حفظك الله. regarding your regarding سجود التلاوة, the سجود of the recitation. I think I explained this matter before يا أخي فيلا many times, and now I just give you the summary. Number one, you are allowed to make سجود in all the located سجود in the recitation in the Quran. Doesn't matter, you are in the prayer or outside the prayer. You have wudu or you don't have wudu. You are facing the Qibla or you are not facing the Qibla. You are allowed in all these kind of positions according to the correct opinion. We mentioned the evidences before. Barakallahu feekum. Second point, we say, Ya Akhwani Fillah, the number of sujood of the recitation in the Quran is 15 different locations. So you are allowed to make sujood in it all and been marked already clearly in the copy of Mujamma' al-Malik Fahd, the Mus'haf, the Al-Quran, the book of the Quran, in the copy of Mujamma' al-Malik Fahd rahimahullah ta'ala, and other copies who they follow it all, they mark it clearly, and the total number for it is 15. And you allow to perform sujood in all of it. Number three, Ya Akhwani Fillah, we said, especially in the Sajdat Surat As-Sajda and in the Sajdat Surat Fussilat. This is consensus. Means you are allowed to make it sujood in it by the consensus of the ulama. And it's one of the most confirmed positions. Number four, Ya Akhwani Fillah, Hafidhakum Allah. We say this kind of sujood is not obligate, is mustahab for you to make it sometimes, and also you are allowed to skip it. You are allowed to make perform sujood tilawa whenever you reach to the position of sujood tilawa when you are reciting. And also, if you are deep in the recitation and you just want to cut the, you're focusing and you're reciting recitation by sujood, you are allowed also to continue without performing that sujood. Means it's not obligate. By the consensus of the ulama, it's not obligate. As how Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, as how Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and others. You are allowed to perform sujood tilawa and you are allowed to skip it out of other reasons, no problem. Barakallahu feek, and the Prophet ﷺ did both, also his companions. Sometimes they perform sujood tilawa and sometimes they just skip it. Number five, Ya Akhwani Fillah, we said there is no specific dua in sujood tilawa. You are, according to the correct opinion, you are allowed to say inside that sujood whatever you mention in the normal sujood in your daily prayers. Like tasbih, subhan rabbi al-a'la, like dua, ya hayya qayyum rahmatika astaghith, asif li shani kullahu wa la takil ya nafsi, Allahumma aghfir li, Allahumma aghfir li, for example, like sajida wajhiya lillahi alladhi fatarahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu fa tabarak Allahu ahsanu khalqihi. This dua is not specific for sujood tilawa. You can allow to mention in sujood tilawa and in other kind of sujood also, without limitation, without make it specific for sujood tilawa, is general for all kind of sujood. So the dhikr in sujood tilawa, in sujood sahu, in sujood shukr, in the sujood of the normal prayer is the same, without making specialities for this or for that, because there is no dalil, authentic dalil to prove that. حفظكم الله. And whoever choose the opinion, for example, of Shaykh Albani and others, where they say this dua or that dua because of authentic hadith for sujood tilawa and others, no problem. We didn't say that he made the bid'ah. We are just mentioning the correct opinion according to our view and the view of the majority of the ulama also in this matter. Number six, Ya Akhwani Fillah, the opinion of some of the respectable ulama and mashayikh, they say the sujood tilawa is only for position the Quran, because it's the position where we have where the Prophet ﷺ did sujood in it by the authentic hadith. This kind of opinion, Ya Akhwani Fillah, it's not correct. Not just that, even there is no salaf for such opinion. إجماع العلماء been mentioned on 10 position, 10 different locations in the Sujood in the Quran. The consensus of the ulama. Among the ulama who they mentioned the consensus, Ibn Taymiyyah, and before him Ibn Hazm al-Maratib, rahimahullah ta'ala. And others, ulama, Ibn Qudam and others, all they mentioned the consensus that you are allowed to mix sujood in 10 different positions. And the other 5 is a khilaf. And the correct opinion, you are allowed to mix sujood in all of it. So, such opinion about the 4 positions, it's not actually correct. Not just that. In this opinion, when they say the sujood tilawah allowed only in 4 positions, they mentioned that among these 4 positions is in Surah Sad. And this position is a khilaf in between the ulama. It's not from the 10. It's from the other 5. Imagine, ya akhwani fillah. So, such opinion, ya akhwani fillah, it's not correct at all. That's why you see some of our brothers when they pray in Surah, when they recite Surah Al-Sajda, when they recite Surah Al-Sajda in the Fajr prayer on Fridays, they don't mix sujood tilawa at all, always in it. Because it's not among the 4 positions. When the ijma' of the ulama that you are allowed and it's confirmed for you to make sujood in that position. Yani subhanAllah, ya khwani fillah, you cannot bring such opinions when this doesn't have salaf for it and no one of the ulama from the salaf and the khalaf practice it. Not just that, their statement is clear against it. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah ta'ala, he used to ask the seer of knowledge to make sujood in Surah Al-Sajda in the day of Friday. Imagine, even himself he recited and he makes sujood tilawa when in Surah Al-Sajda. And imagine, the name of it is Surah Al-Sajda. How you say the Prophet he didn't make sujood in it? Because there's no authentic dalil about it. What about the consensus of the ulama? What about the name of it? The Surah of the Sujood means sujood tilawa, referring to the sujood of the recitation in it. فحفظكم الله تعالى. The correct fiqh and the right view for the fiqh is the fiqh that you are taking it by the path of the ulama before you. Not you bringing such opinions doesn't have a base in their statements. May Allah forgive us all. Barakallahu fiqh. So this is the summary. وفقنا الله إياكم.